All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. So there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinkingbros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yes! Whoa! Holy shit.
My God.
All the world.
You guys, it sounds like you're all the way up in the mountains.
All
where are you guys?
Way up.
We are in lovely Salt Lake City, you know.
Oh,
fucking introduction.
You guys, a couple of 1-2-3 SLC punks.
Oh, God. 1-2-3 SLC punks.
Whatever.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do? What are you doing high in the sky in the mountains of Salt Lake City?
We're up here visiting Black Rifle Coffee, man. Evan Hafer was nice enough to bring us out and say, why don't you guys jump in the office for a couple weeks and see what weirdness we can come up with, you know?
Nice. You're Dr. Evil's headquarters. Hello, Evan. How are you? It's been a long time.
I am doing excellent, Ross. How are you?
I'm right as rain, Evan. It's nice
right
to have
rain.
You back.
You're always right as rain.
Always. I feel like I am.
I love having these guys out here. I'll tell you what, the amount of gay jokes goes up by like 4,000%.
Oh,
I think just
God.
On like a daily.
I mean, we were interviewing models today, mm-hmm. and within the first 40 seconds of like the first interview, it was already talking about dudes and dicks.
We would expect nothing less out of us, though.
Well, what kind of models were you interviewing? Women?
They're women, but they're more like female actresses because we want to up our game on the female side, not just like, I'm in a bikini. Well, I'm in a bikini. I decided
I'm in a bikini.
Up, bro. But,
what you're saying is you were having them read dramatic scenes from like Coal Miner's Daughter and shit like that.
Yes, exactly. We had
7 pages from the Philadelphia script.
Oh, fantastic. And they were all Tom Hanks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and
Matt was Denzel Washington the entire time?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, I can't wait to see the shenanigans that you guys pump out. And again, Evan, welcome. Welcome back to Drinking Bros. It's nice to have you,
Thank you. It has been a while. It has been a while.
It has been a while. You know what's happened since the last time you were here, Evan?
What?
We got sponsored. We get sponsored by a lot of fucking people.
I know.
So we lead off with some sponsors, Evan. First of all, we got a young company, a new company, an exciting company called Ware Kennedy. Go to wearkennedy.com for all the dopest shorts, bathing suits. They got fucking koozies there. They've got old school sunglasses like JFK used to wear before he got his head blown off.
They got more knickknacks than your mother's fucking wall. It's awesome.
Oh,
but cool knickknacks. Cool knickknacks, you know?
Yeah, they got cool shit. It's almost as if the set of Stranger Things on Netflix came to life and you could just buy all the cool shit in there. They got a bathing suit made out of a Dixie cup. You know the three striped color kinds that grandpa used to drink out of?
It's my grandpa. Yeah. What? Sorry, never mind.
Well, no, you're right. It could be anybody's grandpa, really.
I thought you were saying mine specifically, and I was resonating with your statement.
Look, Matt, it could be anybody's grandfather, okay?
Fair enough.
You know? Go to wearkennedy.com. That's WEARKENNEDY.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off. Any order over 10 bucks, you get free shipping around the world. You also get a free koozie, which is nice.
$10 and it's free shipping? That's a deal.
That's a fucking deal, and you
get
a free koozie.
That's a fucking deal.
A free fucking koozie, too, Jared. A free koozie.
It's free shipping and a free koozie.
Do they have France Press koozies?
I need my France Press. I left it in El Paso.
Did you leave in El Paso? You didn't travel one? You didn't pack a travel one?
I considered packing it. I did consider packing it.
You know, look, you can go to drinkingbrospodcast.com and get yourself one. Order one. Order one, and we'll ship it right to Utah to you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And the next sponsor we got, we got a little company that's you love. You drink every day. Kids are using it. Some kids are on the street. They're calling it that SE. You got that SE? You got that Strike Force energy, dog?
Yo, what up with that Strike Force, dog? Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
Force?
Give me some of that Strike Force. Give me some of that StrikeForceEnergy.com. The tastiest little fucking drink you've ever had in your entire life. It comes in a little 10 pouch full of energy. Kick the can. You do not need energy drinks in a can anymore.
I always like to tell life stories, but I had Strike Force the other morning. God, I can't think of which morning it was, but I was rough. I was fucking coming off a little sickness that I had. It was only a day because my body's better than most humans. I'm just kidding. But dude, I was miserable. I didn't have any coffee, and I remembered that I had packed away Strike Force for a special occasion, and this is not a lie. And I took it, and it cured me of many sorts of illnesses, like being a fucking pussy. So thank you, Strike Force Energy.
Yeah, I saw it. There was a kid in my neighborhood, 8 years old, fell over on his bike in my front yard, and he was cut. It looked like it was maybe a 3 or 4 inch gash. And he was like, hey, can you get a Band-Aid? I was like, I got something better. I get Strike Force. I ran inside, grabbed a pack of Strike Force, poured it all over the kid's leg. He's fine, and he ran a 40-yard dash.
He grew a dick out of the wound and then ran the 40-yard dash.
He ran that 40 and 4.2. Some scouts are looking at him from UCLA. He's probably going to get a full football scholarship. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com if you want your children to get football scholarships. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every single order.
And you know what they say about Strike Force, Roz.
What do they say, Jared?
Asians love them.
They do. They really do. They really do. You know what else Asians love, along with every other race on the goddamn planet, is a little Tartarus ordnance. It's a little home defense ammunition. We got one of the finest shooters in the land on the show, Mr. Evan Hafer. I know he's got.
Hey,
some,
Evan
some
doesn't even
few.
Talk right now. He's just like, "What's up?
What's up?
Come at me.
What's up?"
Yeah, dude. I can hear Glocks fucking clicking in the background. I know. Ooh. You're loading some Tartarus. Yeah. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every single order, and they also deal arms. So whatever you're click clacking in the background, Evan, just know you can go to their website. You might be able to pick up some more shit you never knew you wanted.
Hell yeah. They sell fucking, they got Gats now, bro.
Hell yeah. While you're looking at Glocks online, dreaming, fantasizing about what kind of Glocks you want to buy.
No, you're mistaking. You had Cocks, right? Or are you actually talking
are
about
you talking the about Glocks? Glocks? Or Cocks?
Both. Yeah. Both, oh, really. Both.
Yeah.
That's a great website.
If you're like
Cocks
me, you put your dick
Glocks
on the keyboard. Yeah, you put your dick on the keyboard and you type in TartarusOrdnance.com. But while you're there, let's say, you know, you're a little excited at what you found. You want to celebrate with whatever your order was from Tartarus. Go to warfightertobacco.com and buy yourself some cigars and smoke up. The finest cigars straight from the Dominican Republic, made with Cubano seeds. That is right. Cuban fucking seeds. Rumor has it, Jay-Z smokes them underground. That's what I heard.
I heard that's all he smokes behind closed doors.
I heard that's what he's wrapping stuff in, too.
I know what Kanye smokes, and it ain't cigars. It's a bunch of pole, but we'll get into that later.
Rock
is not here today, unfortunately. The cigar aficionado, so Evan's covering down for him. We miss Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
We do miss Big
but
Poppy.
But he smokes those things like they're going out of fucking style.
I had those
we
guys
call, we call him the chimney. We call him the human chimney because he smokes them. So fast. Go to warfightertobacco.com. They're all fucking 100% combat veteran owned, too. Sign up for their newsletter. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. Get 10% off of everything. Everything they got.
God, everything.
And while you're there, head on over to Amazon. Why don't you grab yourself one of the finest pieces of literature in the land? At night she cries while he rides his steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes. A lot of people say it's the funniest book ever written. A lot of people say that it's like Blazing Saddles meets Airplane. I can't disagree with that assessment.
Yeah. I just came every chapter, so I had it took me at least 7 days to read.
Merged
it was a lot of ejaculation.
If you merged a bacon wrapped hot dog with a dildo, it's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it really is.
What?
Wait, what? That wasn't right.
You're just saying facts about your sexuality in your life.
You caught me. I love hot dog dildos.
You're just saying facts about your sexuality.
Yeah.
They should make oversized hot dogs shaped like dildos so you could eat them when you're done.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, they really should. And by the way, At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed is available everywhere. Go to audible.com. If you like my voice on the show, I narrate the fucking book. It'll change your life. And last but not least, we got a little company that Mr. Evan Hafer owns. Evan, why don't you tell the people about it?
Okay. Black Rifle Coffee is a premium roast-to-order coffee company right here out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Veteran-owned, veteran-operated. We have the finest, freshest cup of coffee delivered to your doorstep.
Finest and freshest. Finest and
so I think that's the dopest thing about Black Rifle.
Drink it, live it, love
three
it.
3 fucking days to roast to order.
Three days, buddy. We roast. So order comes in, we roast it, and it's shipped out 2 day priority. So it's at its peak flavor profile. So I will say this about my coffee company. We deliver the finest cup of coffee in the United States, and yeah, it's a bunch.
That's right, you other guys. You're all
knuckle dragging, soft guys, just walking around here roasting coffee, being fucking
making
general
gay
badasses.
Jokes.
You ruined black coffee for me because I was never like a coffee like I always loved black coffee, but I just drank it for caffeine. But then once I tried like French. Once I French pressed some coffee when you did for me, I was like, dude, you can't fucking go back. It's
true.
It's unfortunate.
Say.
And then you go to like Denny's.
Who says you can't go back?
It's true. Bertha they say.
In the back doesn't know how to brew a good cup of Joe. You know?
No. It is.
Yeah,
true.
You really do, Evan. You last time I was in Salt Lake City, you brewed me a cup of Joe, a cup of Joseph, and it really was the best coffee I've ever had.
You're drinking Gunfighter right now.
I'm drinking a Gunfighter, which is Black Rifle coffee and Leadslinger's
whiskey,
equal parts both. So this should be an interesting time. I'm going to be a very, I guess I should be like a very excited drunk.
Nice,
you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's going
to
happen.
God damn it! I love what a time to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But we've got a big
I feel like we're in the Great Depression. What? That makes sense.
We got a big keg of Black Rifle coffee sitting right in front of me that I just made.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Dude, I did so the funny thing about Evan Ross, which you might not know, like he is like kind of a hipster, but like it's cool because he's an insanely good shot and an all-around badass. But like when I show up to the office just after a drive from Salt Lake, we drove straight to the Black Rifle office. We're like, hey, we're here from our fucking road trip. He's like, man, you want a cup of coffee? I'm like, I'd love a cup of coffee. Like 25 minutes later, this dude's got a fucking Coleman stove out here. He's like lighting fires to boil water with this weird, like, what the fuck is that even called?
It's called a Chemex. It was made in the 1950s by some fucking coffee pioneer. It's just basically looks like a giant glass beaker. I said glass beaker. And basically it's like this pioneer of coffee aficionating, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, what's his name, Evan?
I don't know who invented it, but it's called the Chemex. There's a short history on it. It's back in the 50s.
I'm looking at it now. It says here on Google, his name is Kenneth Nordstreff.
It's literally like an antiquated version of a France press.
He's from Sweden, and he originated this in 1642, it says. I made all that up. I don't even have a computer in front of me.
Man, you were like,
I don't even have a computer in front of me. I don't even.
1642.
No idea. But everything you said sounded so impressive. I got swept up in the magic of it. So I wanted to interject something.
People don't know I'm a fucking total coffee nerd. Like, there's two things that I nerd out on, which is guns and coffee. I really do.
Deluxe coffee company.
Oh, that's
so
right,
I guess they do, right? That's like saying, like, I'm a firearms instructor, but I don't really care about shooting. Well, the fucked up part, there's a lot of them out there.
But I guarantee I can make a better cup of coffee than Howard Schultz. I guarantee it.
Who's Howard Schultz?
Oh, shit. The owner of Starbucks. Yeah. Come on, Matt.
I knew that.
You're better than that.
Hey, it's called audience awareness.
Hey,
okay?
I need to quickly just throw another jab at Don Lemon. Fuck you, Don Lemon.
Oh, okay.
Who's Don Lemon?
Hey, Jared, since we're throwing out more fuck yous, can we retract one? I saw a thing online that Guns and Ammo was like, hey, what do we do to you? And after you told them to fuck off, you're retracting their fuck off to Guns and Ammo, correct?
Dude, we straightened that out.
We saw it online, but we didn't talk about it on the show.
Oh, yeah. I had the two companies mixed up.
Who was the other company?
I can't even remember. They're so irrelevant, I can't remember their name.
Oh, okay. And you accidentally said Guns and
Harris
Ammo?
Harris Publications.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like some ancient company.
Yeah, Guns and Ammo is dope, man. They've been awesome to us.
They tried to make magazines, and then they've fucked it all up.
They would pitch people on fucking inordinately expensive advertising campaigns
that didn't do anything. Yeah. So, yeah. Harris Publications. You can eat a fuck.
But Guns and Ammo, we love
Guns and Ammo's badass.
Okay, cool.
I had them backwards.
Yeah.
On that show, I had said, fuck you, Guns and Ammo. Harris Publications is taking care of us. I was an idiot and had it switched because I drank 2 France presses worth of fucking vodka.
Well, you cleared it up. You're owning it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, but we wanted to clear that up on the show.
But fucking Don Lemon, dude. Fuck Don Lemon. I ain't going to take that back. Don Lemon's a punk-ass bitch.
Yeah. Did Don Lemon do something else who besides is Don that, Lemon? That interview Don with Sheriff Clark?
No, I'm just still who talking is Don about Lemon? That interview with Sheriff Clark. Like, that's enough for, like, 5 years of me to tell him he's a fucking bitch.
All right.
Yeah, Don Lemon's a CNN reporter, and he's the one that tried to, you know, he had Sheriff Clark, who's a fucking
Oh, that's
dude.
The guy you said on CNN, you're like, that's the fucking bitch.
Yeah,
okay,
he's a fucking punk bitch. He tried to fucking whip around and pull some bullshit in the interview, and Sheriff Clark pretty much told him to get fucked. And then Don Lemon got scared because Sheriff Clark wasn't fucking at all, like, intimidated by fucking some hack-ass CNN reporter who gives a shit. Like, and Sheriff Clark owned his ass, and Don Lemon was like, oh, we gotta cut to commercial. We're just gonna cut to a commercial.
Damn, Jared's heated up on this episode.
Yeah, super, super angry.
You are heated up. Cool the Coleman Bunsen burner down, whatever the fuck you're using over there. Jared's hot. He's hot in Salt Lake City tonight.
I hope Don Lemon gets stuck in traffic every day.
What's up, Ross? What's up,
Ross? He lives in L.A. I'm sure he will. By the way, I was in traffic on the way over here a little bit tonight. I heard a late-breaking story on the rap station on Sirius XM that I listened to on the way over myself pumped up for the show. The big rumor today was that Drake has been talking shit about Eminem, and now the world is a tizzy, if you will, if Eminem's going to drop a diss track.
Okay,
who do you think would win in that? By the way,
is that an honestly serious question?
It is not a serious question.
Okay,
on the internet. So when I walked in the studio, I checked the internet. There is on Twitter going back and forth saying Drake versus Eminem, Drake versus. I'm like, there is no competition in this,
dude. There is footage if you go back in the archives of like MTV and stuff of rappers like 50 Cent, The Game even said it. He was like, if you go after Eminem, your career is ruined, like ruined,
ruined.
Like look at Mariah Carey. He didn't even put a master out after she did that fucking track and like destroyed her. Her music career was over. Look at, he went after Ja Rule, fucking ruined his career. Like there's, he just crushes fools.
Yeah, he's the best in the biz. I hope it goes down just so there's no debate about all time.
Well, and I'm a fan of Eminem, and I think that he's gotten a little like, I mean, not soft, but like lovey dovey when you get older, you know. So it'd be cool to see him go.
No,
hard
he got
a
off the, he got off the pills,
track.
Man.
I know.
Get off the pills.
Every artist is better as a drunk and you know,
yes,
or a drug addict.
And
that's why I never stop drinking because I never want to get shitty.
Hey, no one wants to hear about your fucking feelings, bro.
We need to get Jared some whiskey, bro.
What?
God. He's yawning. Perfect example. Right now.
I'm not yawning. I'm fucking drunk.
Jared, you're yawning like you're sleeping on a cot. Is that what? Are you sleeping on a cot right now?
He's on a cot
right
now.
The only time I hear you yawn is when you sleep heavily on a cot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sleeping on a cot in a living room.
You guys have been, by the way, you guys have been driving for a while. I was following your little journey on Instagram. What was this drive-by of the bachelorette party on the way to Vegas?
It's a good one.
This is one's for the books.
Yeah,
at a gas station right outside Phoenix in the middle of, you know, fucking nowhere. And there's this white Subi full of chicks, like, pumping gas and just pounding drinks.
Yeah, like the whole reason I ended up
this
going
sounds like the beginning of a country song.
Yeah. Pounding drinks. No, I'm pouring my gas and I look over and there's a girl that is not noticing that I'm looking at her and she's in the passenger side of her best friend's ride jumped into TLC. She just takes a fucking giant pull out of a flask and then she's like, Vegas! Oh, woo! God. And I was like, oh. This should be really fun. So I just walked over to the driver and I was like, hey, can I have your Instagram? And she's like, sure. And gives me her Instagram because I wanted to see the debauchery of fucking these people on their drive to Vegas. We were what JT, like 4 hours out?
Yeah, we're 4 hours out. Vegas? 4 hours.
So yeah, we jump on the road and then a direct message comes in
she
on,
goes,
her,
race
on her Instagram.
You to Vegas, which then I'm convinced she plugged that bitch to like 130 for a solid 10 minutes because we were going 80 and we didn't catch up to them for 20.
You're not
going to
catch
minutes.
You're not going to catch a white Subi, Jared. You're not going to catch a white Subi.
So I direct message her as we see the car ahead of us and I go, "Hey, when we pull up beside you, turn your radio to 91.9 and turn the volume all the way up." And they're like,
She goes, "Why?" I go, "Just do it." And as we pull up beside them, we may have committed an FCC violation, but I was speaking through their radio.
That's the beauty of having an entertainment show. This might not be real. It's real, but,
I key in and I go, "Welcome to Drinking Bros Live on Highway 40 on the way to Vegas, where we got a white Subaru full of women pounding drinks." Like, It was, and they flipped shit.
Because
they flipped inside out so much.
Well, I didn't know because Jared was, we had the Harris radio, so I didn't know that you could overlay the singles signal.
No, you can't.
You can't do that.
Do things that that radio is not capable of.
Right.
While tricking it.
Well, Jared is perhaps a communications expert and figured out a way to come across the radio. And then they start immediately direct messaging the Instagram like, "Oh my God, do it again for Snapchat.
Do it again. We need to snap this.
So, I guess they Snapchatted it. And we proceeded to drive. And they were being nice. And, we're both headed to Vegas. And then we hit a red light or something.
Yeah, we stopped and they rolled down the window and Matt just goes, "You guys like Fireball?" And they're like, "Oh, we love Fireball." And he hands him a bottle of Lead Slinger's Napalm. And he goes, "Well, this is our whiskey and it's better than Fireball." And then just hits the gas and we leave. And that was that. they blew past us about 20 minutes later with the open bottle and the girl.
Yeah, they're chugging Red Bull. And I'm like,
and chugging Red Bull.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were like, "All right, we're getting away from these fucking crazy broads." Because,
I'm not like a total out. Like, if I would have saw the driver drinking and I never did, I in good conscience would have had to call that shit in because I'm not gonna have it was her 21st birthday, I think. Like,
yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, we've all been idiots when we're younger and drinking in the back of a car.
Only the good die.
Yeah, there's fucking Billy Joel playing. Or Rocket Man, that's what they always play when the car flips over and they die. If there was Rocket Man, you should. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Paul Walker style.
I loved your little video for us. Style. That was cute.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that, Matthew. I was thinking about my disgusting bachelorette stories that I've heard.
Jared, we were having a rant about bachelorette. Please tell us.
I fucking hate bachelorette parties.
Oh, well, please you continue because I've got some fucked up stories.
And if you're on my Instagram, I posted a video. I was fucking ranting about it. Like, bachelorette parties are fucking stupid because it literally every goddamn bachelorette party is the same. It's the same exact thing. Like, first off, all these fucking idiot chicks, they make their fucking bachelorette t-shirts and the sash, and they do everything to draw attention to themselves. So then when people bring attention over to them, they fucking bitch about it. Like, "This is girls' night. You can go away. Like, it's a bachelorette party." Like, meanwhile, like, half of them are going out to get fucked anyway. Like,
they get crazy. The girls are probably worse than the guys.
Oh, God, yes. Easily. I mean, the guys want a stripper, and they're like, "My wife finds out this sucks." I mean, we were having a conversation about this. Like, women are probably, and so I'm going to behave this, worse than men on fucking.
On the
they just secret. Are insanely secret about it, where they won't even tell their best friend they got ran through by three dudes. But like, "I would never." And then a dude's like, "I fucked the fucking secretary." And that's, but the bachelorette party you were talking about, Jared, you classify, like, there's like four or five types
in the
party.
Well, you have the different types. You have the girl that's there that isn't playing into all the bullshit. So she doesn't care. If you're cute or cool, whatever, she's the one that's like chatting you up. Then you have the angry friend that wants to keep fucking shoveling everyone away and keeping them all inside her wings. That's just like, "Ah, go away. She's getting married." Yeah, I can tell by the giant fucking sash with size fucking 4-inch fucking letters on it that says, "Bride to fucking be, you fucking fat idiot. Get away from me."
Like, wow. God.
It is hot in Salt Lake City tonight, folks. It is hot.
And then you've got the one friend that's keeping it a secret to her other friends, like, pretty much like slips you your number, like, hey, once these bitches get too drunk and pass out, I'll be over there with you.
I've never encountered that one before.
I've encountered many of the secret ones.
Yeah, I was kidding.
And then there's the blatant one that's just like,
I never
whatever,
got like,
"Fuck you guys, we're out to have fun."
You always wonder about it. Like, I wish, that old, since we talked about Eminem earlier, the Eminem and Dr. Dre song, where he's giving life advice. Do you remember that one? It's like, don't do it, she's too young. But it was the moderator. Like, a young boy is at a house party when he comes into contact with a young female, but she says no. And then they rap against each other, and Eminem's like, it's called Guilty Conscience. Yeah. Anybody? Ross, yeah. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I feel like I wish I could be, because I've seen every time I go to Vegas and other places like Santa Barbara, California, where I'm from, all the time, girls in bridesmaids, the fucking gown with the thing that says bride-to-be, making out with dudes on a fucking dance floor, and you're just like, man,
hands
like
up a dress.
Yeah, you're just like, you're 22 years old. Like, do me a favor, stay engaged for another 3. Don't spend that $55,000 of your parents' money on the wedding. And let's treat the government.
The government has done a great job profiting off of fucking shitty marriages. Because it costs fucking less than $80 to get married, and then you get your fucking ass handed to you if you want to break up with a person, which doesn't make sense to me at all. Why the government is involved with my personal life of me not wanting to fucking, be married anymore, should be irrelevant. Like, I shouldn't have to be paying fucking snakefish lawyers and all this other bullshit. I should be able to just fucking leave.
God, Jared is fiery today. I like
Man.
It.
I'm just saying.
He misses
dude,
Rocco
you,
or something.
You ever watch this documentary called, it's about family court. It's called Divorce Incorporated. It shows you how fucking corrupt family court is and how much it is literally a funnel. Any fucking divorce lawyer, like, you will always think, they always sell you as they're on your side. But every divorce lawyer he has access to your financials. They know how much liquid cash they can drag this out for until you're bled dry of everything that you can pay him. And then he comes to you and goes, oh, I think I've got it. I think, yeah, we're gonna have this worked out in the next week or so. But that's after he's taken all your money.
I will say, so Evan, yes. Ross always gives me a hard time on the show because he's like, do you like these holidays? And I'm always like, fuck Valentine's Day and all that. And that's literally, and I want your opinion on it too, the umbrella of like what society does in like birthdays, and that it's all built expectations, which is I get frustrated with, because it's like there's an expectation to buy, we talked about the Valentine's Day, like buy your girl flowers, and you're like, man, like I shouldn't have to be fucking told to buy flowers. I'll buy them when I want to make my fucking partner happy and shit. So I'm the same way with like the marriages. Like Kit Cope. So, and sorry, I'm changing it up real quick. Are you going to the wedding?
I guess I am. Yeah.
Yes, you are. Okay. So, Ross.
Yeah.
Kit Cope is one of our good friends. He's a 4-time world Muay Thai champion. He's a fucking stud and just an all-around good dude. And he invited us to his wedding, which is the 28th of this month. And nice. I was like, we're super formal. He goes, no, bro, no. It's at my buddy's house, and there'll be bouncy ball walls there. There'll be fucking beer pong, and he's all you can drink. So he's literally spending like $5,000, and it's just a fucking backyard party with all of his best
smart.
Friends.
That's
it's fucking
that's
awesome.
It should be. Yeah.
Very smart.
How do you feel about like holidays and shit and like bachelorette parties and that kind of like?
All days are arbitrary to me, so I don't really recognize Monday through Friday or Saturday or Sunday. Like it's just about scheduling or time, right? So
wait, what? I'm gonna back this up, Evan.
Yeah, yeah.
All days are arbitrary. Monday through Sunday, it doesn't really matter what day it
no,
is.
No, it doesn't. You lose. We never know what fucking day it is.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't. My wife's birthday was yesterday, and I had this exact conversation, which was like, this is an arbitrary day. Like, I know it's your birthday, but honestly, if somebody didn't tell you this, you wouldn't fucking know. So
I bet she loved it. I bet she loved that
she
response.
She loved that response. She loved it. And that's, when you think about that in like Christmas or Valentine's Day or any of the rest of these things, like I'll put a fucking Christmas tree up in June if I want to. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. Nobody's my fucking boss, yeah. Ross. I'll tell
I
you
love
that
the
right
smell
now.
Of pine.
Fuck
yeah,
that.
I love the
it's
smell
July,
of pine.
It's July, though. Do you like the way it smells? Yeah. Then go fuck yourself.
Here's a fucking Christmas present. 6 months early? Okay, whatever. Who cares?
But I think that's like a mentality which a lot of people like it's developed through society, and like why people call me a hippie sometimes, because right. I'm like, I don't need people to tell me to be successful or happy. I fucking usually do that shit on my own.
Here's another thing too, though. If you think about it, when you're younger, like you looked forward to Christmas because you got shit. Like it was like that one Christmas and your birthday when you're younger. It's like, dude, I always get fucking that stuff I want, because when you're a kid, you don't have fucking money to do anything. Well, now I have money, and I just buy shit whenever I want it. So that's why I don't really look forward to my birthday or Christmas, because it's like, No, I just get whatever I want when I want it.
I still look. Well, Jared, maybe your house. I look forward to celebrating the birth of Jesus.
I love Christmas because I light the fuck out of some candles. I have two Christmas trees usually. And then Mel and I, every single year for the last 3 years, get fucking I spend usually about $300 in Thai food at like 1 p.m. And we just get fucking wasted and eat a lot of Thai. I mean, I FaceTime my family. And then I always listen to August Burns Red, the Christmas carols, that whole album.
I love Christmas, and I'm not going to lie. I love Christmas. My wife's an incredible cook, so she lays out this huge spread.
She's fit for being a great cook.
I get fucking wasted by like noon, 1 o'clock typically.
Nice.
And I can make
What day though? Is it June 26th?
Hey, that's arbitrary. That's arbitrary.
No, it's like December, December 24, 25 is like marked on the calendar as a day that I can get wasted and listen to Christmas music all day, like classical guitar Christmas music. And my wife just gives me that pass. I think it's okay that you're wasted by one.
You know, it's
I like
nice.
It. I think it's cool.
I had a good Christmas last year up with Caitlin's parents because disgusting. They like to fucking drink.
Oh, okay.
And so again, like we just got fucked up.
But what you're saying is the exact premise of like bachelorette parties. Part of it is just about getting together and getting fucked up. Like.
Right, no.
But Jared and I don't walk around
Jared on Christmas isn't
you do. If you look at your Jesus, Instagram, you guys are walking around in bear costumes, like in the middle of like the day on like Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You guys are male walking bachelorette parties every day of the year. Like
no, because they're not fucking random people. Instead of taking that effort to fuck random people, they're building businesses. So I'm gonna give them a pass on that one.
Not all of them are fucking random people. Like some bachelorette parties, they just like to drink out of dick straws into dick cups with little plastic ice cubes that are made of
dicks. And it's pretty much like even that's a fucking facade because I bet half of those women don't even touch their own fucking boyfriend or husband's dick.
That's
and
the thing.
Dick straw. Like, oh my god, I'm drinking out of a dick straw. Yeah, but you don't put out, you dumb bitch. Like,
it's
Jared is mad today.
We might as well just call. We might as well
to
call
the five
each
girls
one of
that
these
were
like Halloween and Valentine's Day or whatever it is. It's like whore holidays.
We should
when is it an excuse
Let's
to just be
it.
A whore?
Let's create right?
Halloween, bro. Halloween because it's a
Halloween.
Character.
And
Halloween is a great whore holiday.
Let's go right on the whore thing right after this. But I will say because you said about the female listeners, Ross. I believe that bachelor parties are very similar to that sense where like the expectation of dude. It's like I've been to someone. It's like. Bro, it's your bachelor party. We got to get hookers and fucking strippers. I'm like, nah, dude. I'm like super good. My brother Davis did it the best. He fucking got a house in Tahoe, California, and invited like 9 of his best friends and his brothers. And we got fucking hammered for 4 days straight and snowboarded. And we got snowed in. So it was just, there was 3 fist fights, a jiu-jitsu match. It was great.
That's fucking.
It was man. It was like man shit. Like
so for man camp. Yeah, that's man shit. Very similar, situation.
Dude. And then we dug each other out in the hot tub every night.
Yeah, we banged hard. We banged long. We banged.
We don't
for
need
hours.
Women.
Yeah, we were just.
Oh, the girl
dudes
I was at that time
exploring.
Was like, "There's strippers there, huh? How many strippers?" Are like, "I literally got stitches because I got thrown through a glass
that's
table."
That's what's good
so
about a
no,
dude. They
not.
Got both a dog and a hole.
A dog?
Dude, we don't need girls. We got both.
Yeah. It always goes back to Humidog for you. Always goes
Dude,
back to Humidog.
I can't wait. I mean, Ross, think about it. When we're 55 years old, what is video games and porn going to be like?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The fact that you were this close to Evan for this amount of time. Well, because Evan's a smart guy. If anybody's going to really bring your Humidog concept to life, it's probably going to be Evan.
Right.
Not only that, but he's probably going to believe in it just as much as you do. So it's like, this is probably a realistic thing that's going down.
I've come up with a perfect solution. I don't know if you listened to the Humidog episode.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You snap your fingers.
Right.
And your dog turns into any female that you're imagining at that
dude,
point.
Dude, don't put Carl in that position.
And, but it's still Carl's, dog. It's still
no,
dog
I love
brain.
It. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
and then,
it.
And then so you fuck
Ross.
It and then you turn it back to the dog.
I had a very strict wager with most of the guys on my team, which is similar to this, which was you could have sex with anyone in the world you wanted to. However, they'd have to wear basically the most disgusting man on earth, like a plastic suit in that same form. So, but you could walk around with her, hold her hands, but anytime you had sex with her, she had to change into that. So which did you really like?
Was it a real? Like it was a real physical. It wasn't like a fat suit. It was real.
It was like there's a choice in this bet, which was while you're having sex at any point in time, that whatever, call it hot chick, could change into the most grotesque and disgusting dude for up to 20 seconds, and you had to continue to fucking pound him, basically. So it's your choice, but it's a similar
only
concept.
20 seconds.
Yeah,
only 20 seconds.
Yeah, but it's 20 seconds. You just got to bang your way through it.
Oh, dude, you take the 20 seconds, bro. You charge through that 20 seconds. But, close your eyes, rip some chest hair out, then you get on with it. Yeah.
And you never know. You might
What if it was Donald Trump? Dude. You were on top. Naked body against naked body, Matt. You were on top, and it was Mish. You had his legs up.
I would rub the fake tan off him real quick.
Oh, God.
It'd be so sweaty.
But you just imagine, so you're just like fucking banging away, and then all of a sudden,
boom.
Boom.
It's Don Lemon.
Now you can feel those balls just smacking up against your balls for 20 seconds. That's just
you open the Evan.
Oh no,
the,
I could power
JT.
Through that.
Yeah, you can power through that.
Exactly. I mean,
there's no question you could power through.
Hey, are you gonna turn tonight or what?
I mean, she starts asking, "Why do you get harder with that?"
Yes, you have whiskey. You got whiskey dick. Oh yeah.
My wife has a bet that within the next 10 years I'm gonna fuck a dude.
I don't think
it's gonna be Evan.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
It's gonna be.
It's about
it's
life.
Dude,
it's about life partners. Yeah. Ross. It's not about sex. You know, it's about love, bro.
Yeah, you're getting strongly into Brokeback, where that's the territory of like, hey, we live here on this mountain together. Why not just fuck as well and be bros?
Jared and I tried that concept. We were like, yeah, we're gonna
go
fishing.
It was on a ferry.
But then we were getting all fucking wasted, and we're like, oh, we're gonna go to the mountains and fuck. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute, that didn't work out. We just told people. We didn't even tell them we were going fishing.
Yeah, you didn't want to fuck while you were fishing.
Well, no. I mean, that's, you know.
No, because we got too busy. We got too busy. We were heating up the fish and fucking the fish.
Okay. God damn it. Ross, let's bring this back down a little bit. So the whore holiday comment. I want everybody's opinion on the holiday where, let's just say.
It needs to be in August.
But married, girlfriend, engaged, the highest probability of cheating. I go with Halloween. I think that's the highest cheating because you're usually, oh, you're not in town. I'm going to go dress as a nurse, slutty, and go out with, you know, I think that's the
all my
work
friends.
Because like a bachelorette party and all that shit, you still have your expectations of your best friends where it's like, I don't need Kelly to know I'm a whore. So right. What would you say? For guys and girls, we'll make this a dual thing.
Halloween?
I'd go Columbus Day. A lot of people are sentimental about when he came over. I would definitely go Halloween. Maybe like St. Patrick's Day.
Even an eventful
St. Patrick's Day as well.
Oh, St. Patrick. Okay. Yeah. That's a solid.
You're starting early. Chances are the girls aren't used to drinking that much, and
it's
like,
it's a Tuesday.
I can still drink like I did in college. Yeah.
I'm gonna throw in a wild card. I'm gonna say not a holiday. But it'll be like a family. When I say family, like my wife's going to this wedding, right? She's going to this wedding like next week.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I was like, wow, I don't know if I want you to go by yourself because you're going to be around a bunch of your old friends.
Yeah.
You're going to be fucking drunk.
Okay, so like you're talking like high school reunion style.
That's what I'm saying.
High school reunion style.
You
got to sew all that.
You're a kid in college.
My husband's watching the baby. Why don't I go fucking, you know, that's
it breaks him out of that mundane lifestyle.
What I decided to do is actually rent a hotel room like 4 or 5 blocks away from where my wife is staying. So I'm just going to go out there and pull surveillance on her. So it'll be really good for
the entire time.
Yeah. It'll be good for the both of us. Good for our relationship. Trust exercise, Ross. That's what I mean.
Yeah. How long have you been married, Evan?
3 years, something like that. Yeah, 3 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just asking because time is arbitrary, so I didn't know. What you were gonna say.
Well, there are some events that are not arbitrary, and you're not going to get away. Now, I did marry my wife for two reasons, which is she would marry me on April Fool's Day, which I thought was fucking
hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And her birthday is 8/2/82. I can't fucking forget those. I can't forget those dates.
Right.
So time is arbitrary to me, Ross, and that's exactly why I married my wife right there. Boom. Those dates, I can remember those. I can get
it's
behind
weird. God, it's weird, though, that she is like right near my age, but she just seems older.
Well, she's a very refined and respectable woman.
It's not like Jared, I feel like you're a child living in an adult body.
Hey, yeah. No, I'm not.
Everyone seems older to
you. Yeah, you're gonna be 60 and still wearing like Billabong board shorts and sneakers.
I'm not chubby. A child.
Chubby.
You're gonna be using body wash like for your, as shampoo still. Like,
right now.
I know body wash isn't shampoo. And
it is
toothpaste.
Too. I don't think.
No, it's not.
I don't think.
It's not all three.
Dude, I don't believe. I don't believe.
I use.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want for one second believe the fucking soap market at all. They're full of shit. You need three different types of soap.
Oh my God.
You need three different types of fucking soap. Like, get the fuck out of here. It's all the same shit.
You did it. You did it. You got him to bitch about the soap market.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, think about this, Ross. Like, look at Gatorade and then look at G2. All Gatorade did was water down their Gatorade and sell it as another Gatorade.
Well, as an entrepreneur, you should be impressed with their marketing.
Yeah. Hey, let's convince everybody they need three different types of soap in the shower because then they'll buy three.
Exactly.
It's fucking stupid.
Jared, there's a fucking difference between shampoo and a bar.
There is
soap.
Nothing.
There is no difference.
Here's the thing.
There is no difference.
I will hire, if somebody is a fucking chemical engineer that listens to this, I will pay you to analyze the true difference on a scientific level of these different types of soap.
Well, no, so there's like different aromas for different types of the body.
We're not talking about aromas. I'm talking molecular level.
No. I get what you're saying, like how it actually like works, but again, when you wash your face, I'm sure the soap is the same as a fucking, for the most part, Old Spice. But you want that menthol because people are like, it's refreshing, it's morning, it's vitamin C, it's good for my immune system.
I'm going,
green tea.
Like, I'm going on the science level, Ross. I'll make a bet with you.
Let's hear it. Throw down, big boy.
Can we call this episode "Fuck Bachelor Parties" and "Fuck the Soap Market"?
I'll eat Ross. If I lose, if there is like grotesque differences, like they just aren't the same thing at all, I will let you film me personally eating five chili dogs as fast as I can shirtless.
That's not even a bet. That's just something you want to do.
Yeah, that's something you want to do in real life.
Okay, if you win,
that's something you wanted to do in real life. Yeah. That's
slow
like
jerk.
Saying, oh. If Jared wins, I get to fuck Margot Robbie.
You name the terms then. Then you throw something out. What do I have to do?
You have to.
You know what you have to do? No, I'll tell you exactly what you have to do.
Get on camera and make you have an apology video to the soap market?
No, this is exactly what you have to do, Jared. For the rest of your fucking life, you have to use shampoo, a different soap for your body, and different toothpaste for your teeth.
Oh, my God.
Like, you've got to use forever. And you've got to support. You got to say,
brush?
Hey,
do you brush?
Nope. I say for the rest of his
soap?
Life, this is
do
what
I
say.
Do I brush my teeth with soap?
Just, yeah.
So I,
oh, no,
so,
no.
So this
I
is,
do have I do have shower toothpaste, though.
Oh, yeah, you got
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
So like, one thing about Jared that people have to know is, like, the way that he eats, right, it's like a race or a competition among, like, just himself because he just finds it so, like, ridiculous that he just has to move through that event to the next, right? So what I would say is that you have to put a time hack on every meal that he eats,
yeah,
and he has to use a fork and a knife,
right? We classy him,
regardless of what it is.
Yeah,
now that's true.
When's the last time you think Jared has used a fork and a knife?
Listen, okay, I'm gonna steal this one. And Jared, I love you to death. I wouldn't change a thing about you. I really wouldn't. But Jared uses a fork and he cuts and then he holds it like a. What is that? Like a reverse knife grip?
Yeah.
And shovels.
Yep.
And we talked about this today. Like, Evan had a great analogy. He said, I don't know how it came up. It's random that's coming up in the podcast. He said, food is an obstacle for Jared. Like, he needs to get back to work, check that email, or do whatever, which is awesome for us as business partners. But it's like, the food is an obstacle. It's like, I'm hungry.
Being hungry is
belly
an inconvenience.
Belly need food.
And then, it's an inconvenience. It's just time wasted.
Jared is like, and the military guys will know exactly what I'm saying. Jared is like a sapper on an obstacle with food. He just lays the charge down, blows it the fuck up, and goes through.
Yeah. He is in a Chow Hall and basic training. Yes. He would always be the first one up, and then like checking his fucking.
Bro,
text
I had
messages.
All six. I had all six of them liquids downed, like that.
Just like that.
Yeah,
he'll get more calories in less time than anybody else. Done.
Wow. Gosh, we're learning. This is an ode to Jared is what this is tonight.
No,
we're
me
finding out who you are.
Hating the fucking soap market because I think they're full of shit.
All right. So look, if anybody's out there and can actually test this, I would love to see Jared use some shampoo and some soap.
God, I would
see the difference.
Every time I would be forced to buy fucking three bottles of soap, I would just hate. I would see your face and I would be angry forever. Yeah.
I used one soap to rule them all.
Yeah.
Well,
hair, toothpaste, everything. I used one soap for like 10 years. It was fucking. My wife actually put the kibosh on that. She's like, it's disgusting.
I will
you gotta
say this.
Stop it.
Because it is. Because it is.
It is not right.
I don't know why. Where he's coming up with this. This is disgusting. Like
you and Jared should really go get that cabin in the woods and just call it.
Just fucking call it. Just call it.
Hey, there's one bottle of soap. There's like, no, there's 1,600 bottles of soap that they bought on budget from a fucking Walmart.
Yeah, from
it's all the same. It's like, where's the toothpaste? Oh, the soap's right there, bro.
You don't even have to say toothpaste anymore.
Yeah,
it's just one word.
It's one word. It's called
soap.
Cleanse or soap.
Yeah. Hey, give me the soap.
There's more cleanse in the soap.
It's just like we could reduce vocabulary down to just food. Soap, you know, you're not talking about shampoo,
food,
you're not
soap.
Talking about toothpaste, food and soap.
Yeah, and
two words.
And dump
Where's
out.
Where's the food?
Toilet.
And I gotta dump out.
Toilet. And then you just concentrate on work the rest
of the
day.
Is that what sex is? Toilet soap? So it's like the things you piss and shit with, but they're clean, so that's how you're fucking. Toilet soap. Oh.
we're actually gonna devolve.
Yeah.
We're gonna go back to just
hey, bro,
primate
you want a toilet
status.
Soap tonight?
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
Oh.
Toilet soap.
I'm gonna use that. Hey, Mel, you want a toilet soap in your mouth or what?
You got a beautiful slit toilet.
Oh, God. I'm glad to see you have not changed in this altitude, you fucking slit toilet.
Can that be the name of the episode?
Slit toilet.
Slit toilet.
Could you imagine getting written up like receiving a verbal counseling? Like, sir, you're being counseled for referring to a lady as a slit toilet.
Not only that, but that pops up on everyone's phone.
That's
like,
what I was just
going to
say.
This week's episode of Drinking Bros, dude. Slit toilet.
I was just saying that. It's like at their bosses,
slit
like.
Toilet.
Oh, what's slit toilet?
Oh, by
what
the way.
Drinking Bros slit toilet? It's his podcast.
Ross, me and Matt are having a sign made for our office door at Black Rifle that says, oh, this office has been gang bang free for.
No, rape free.
No, gang rape free. For,
no, why are you adding gang?
Because I think gang is funny. and then it has.
No,
because
when you
days.
Invite like random people over, it's like, it's just 6 days. And they're like,
it's like, oh.
Ah, it's Monday. Yeah, like, is Monday the day they fuck
we
me?
We celebrate. If we can make it a whole 7, we actually get a bonus.
And what I say is you put negative numbers on there. Because what you want is you want people to live in fear and go, we're actually in the bank. A few. Why don't you step on in, bro?
You put blood all over the door.
Oh, God. This,
like a bloody handprint.
This office is gang rape free for 4 days.
Negative
for
four.
Negative four.
Four whole days.
All right, Ross.
All right, let's.
Who's our drinking bro of the week?
Yeah, we're gonna get us out of this slit toilet and go to the drinking bro of the week. This week was submitted by Mike Maves, or it could be Mavis. It's M-A-V-E-S. If it's Mavis, congratulations. If it's Maves, I also said that correct, too, and you're welcome. This week, though, he would like to nominate his friend and fellow Black Hawk, Sergeant Christopher Law from the 1st Squadron, 1st Cavalry at Fort Bliss, Texas. Unfortunately, Sergeant Law took his own life on 7/25/16. He was an awesome person, a great soldier, an amazing father. Unfortunately, no one saw the signs, he says, before it was too late. And he just wants to thank everyone in the Drinking Bros community for what they do and helping me get through it.
Awesome.
To Mike, we're sorry for your loss, but we appreciate the kind words. And anybody out there who's, I know we've said this a few times, who is listening to the show, If you are having problems, you can always hit up anybody in the Drinking Bros community on Facebook. It is more than just a podcast. It is a community. And you can join the group. There is a separate group besides for the podcast fan page. On that note, I would say this was a good one, but I'm going to be lying because you got real dark tonight, Jared.
He got real dark
toilet,
real mad, and then real dark.
Yeah. You got mad. You got dark. You were like Donnie Darko tonight. You really were.
That used to be my nickname.
Oh God.
Yeah. Because I was young. It was the ODA guys gave it to me in Mosul because I was so young. They would say you're out of your element, Donnie. If I spoke when I wasn't supposed to speak.
That's out of your element, Domini is actually, yeah. That's a big Lebowski.
The big Lebowski.
Well, on that note, Ross, I want to give a shout out. Thanks to the Drinking Bros, man. I love you guys. We were talking today in a meeting about all the things that Drinking Bros have been doing collectively and on their own, and it's fucking awesome. So we love you guys, man, and thanks for listening
to
the show.
Everything.
Don't be a slit toilet. Go to
drinkingbrospodcast.com. We got some sweet t-shirts, some Lincoln's box seat silkies, some France presses from Jared, and a bunch of other cool little trinkets for everyone. This was a dirty, filthy show, and I'm glad to be getting out of here on that. Right. From Mr. Matt Best, Evan Hafer tonight. Welcome, Evan. Jared Slit Toilet Taylor and Ross Patterson. We are out of here.
Yeah. Cheers,
good
guys.
Night, everyone, or good morning if you're drinking real.